Looks like a delay of game here.
Yep.
And indeed it is. That's going against USA. Penalty, delay of game.
See, one of the things with USA, they make their quarterback go all the way to the sideline and get the call. Well, he's not going all over.
He went about to the left hash there.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a armband this time and getting the signal.
Update here from Reese Vassar game. Reese at Vassar. Reese up early. 6-0.
That came on our tweeter? That's right,
from our friends out there listening. So, 1st and 15 now from their own 37-yard line. Hand off to number 25, Tim Zub. He pushes ahead for about... I'd say about 10 yards, but still 5 to go.
He did a nice job of hiding the football, and he went through there, that line of scrimmage, like he was shot out of a cannon, just like if you went to Randy's Hunting Center and got a gun, folks.
That's right, 10-yard gain there for Tim Zub, pushing him to 59 yards on 9 carries thus far for 6.5 yards per carry. 2nd and 5, still in USA territory. USA has the ball moving left to right across your radio at the 47-yard line. 6:04 remains in the first half. There's no score in Cass City. Beachy hands it off to number 28. Harper, he moves ahead for about 4 yards, 1 yard short of the first down. 3rd and 1.
22 initially, Brendan Ricker, and then a host of other Cass City Redhawks made the tackle after that carry. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 2.
Yeah, 3rd and 2. Gain of 3 there for Brandon Harper, according to the spot. Barely into Cass City territory. Now, in this yard here, you realize this, Ron, there's been about 3 turnovers already.
Right. And both teams are moving up and down, and we have no
score. No
score. Yeah. So
Beachy under center, wing tee, pushes it to Harper. He moves ahead right at the line of scrimmage and then some. And it's going to be close to the first down here, folks.
I'll tell you what. They have USA scouted because Brandon Ricker went right into the dive hole and submarined him right there.
And the officials are trying to figure out if it's a first down or not.
Did he use the right foot or left foot? Oh, see? It's first down.
He used the right hand, first down.
Oh, first down. You know what? Cardiac radiator and air conditioning. That's right. I think the defense needs a little air there so they get a little giddy up in their giddy up.
They need to get heated up for radiator heater or air conditioning work. Head to Cardiac Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. Beachy under center, rolling to his left, looking back to pass. He connects with number 88, his tight end, and he has room to run to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to 5. He's gone. Touchdown, USA.
And we had our first pancake of the year by number 22, USA, and that is Ryan Nitz through a beautiful lookout block.
And number 88, Dan Rick there with a 48-yard catch and touchdown for USA, pushing it to 6-0. In Cass City.
Well, I'll tell you what, Cass City's going to have to go to McDonald's Food and Family. They got eggs on sale tonight.
Only tonight.
And you know what they got tomorrow?
Potatoes,
that's right. You can do anything with that nourishment.
That's right. Two-point conversion they're trying for, USA at the two-yard line with 4:52 remaining in the first half. Beachy hands it off to, it looks like, number 25, Tim Zub. Gets short, no good. We're going to be right back after this. USA scores first. 6-0, USA over Cass City. 4:52 remains in the first half.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
This is Patty Reinhart from Thumb National Bank and Trust. At Thumb National, we support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 100 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop into any one of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, 2 locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, Remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agason for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agason, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area Youth.
We're back here in Cass City. USA gain on the board first, 6-0 with 4:52 left in the first half. A 48-yard bomb to Jake from Jake Beachy to Dan Rick, the tight end. As the kickoff goes to Cass City, number 89 has it, the tight end for Cass City. He has room to run. He gets down to about the 48-yard line into USA territory before he's brought down
by number 10, Jake Beachy, as he ran up the middle, then to the outside, and ran into a wall on that side for his team and was able to get past the 50-yard line. So Cass City getting a good start here.
And we'd like to thank the folks at the Cass City Athletic Department and concession stands for having what they call the Cass City Inland version of a fish dinner. Some hot dogs up here. So thank you for that, Cass City Athletic Department and concessions. First and 10 for Cass City on USA territory at the 48-yard line. Hand off to number 26. He has room to run. Passes off, and there's a flag on the play. 26 running to the right sideline at the 20-yard line to the 15. And he's brought down at the 13. Number 26, Braden Przanowski there.
Well, I think they're going to bring that one back, Clark, as number 52. And the coach is saying, what did he do, man? What did he do?
So he went from the 48-yard line all the way down to about the 13-yard line. 35-yard rush, but it is against Cass City. That one's coming back. Don't even think about that one.
No, cross it off, but they're going to, the only thing you need to think about is a beautiful play that is no longer there, and it's going to cost them 15 yards.
Well, you know what is in my mind? Hey, let's face it, summer is over, so make sure your vehicle is ready for the coming months. Take it to Muffler Man Auto Repair in Bad Axe.
And don't forget, if you need a vehicle, jump over to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick. When you end up with a vehicle, you'll end up with antlers on your hood. I don't know who writes these commercials.
No. You read it wrong.
Oh.
And you're giving away our secrets now.
Oh, okay.
So that was from the spot of the foul, plus 10 yards. So that's actually going to bring out first and 8 for Cass City at the USA 46-yard line with 4.5 minutes left in the first half.
8-0 USA.
Hands it off to Josh Jensen, number 25. He pushes forward for 5-6 yards, brought down at the 41-yard line in USA territory.
Number 69 made the hit for the USA Patriots.
So that's bringing up 2nd and 3 now after a 6-yard gain from Josh Jensen. He has 23 yards on the night on 6 carries, 3.8 yards per carry. 43 yards on the ground for Cass City. Their total offense, nothing through the air after 1 incomplete pass, which actually was an interception.
Yep.
3:50 remains in the first quarter. USA 6, Cass City nothing. Hands it off to a pile of USA Patriots around the running back, number 7, the fullback, Nick Cappin. Gets close to the first down marker, but does he have it?
Well, he's going to
be close.
It's going to be close, but I'm waiting. They spotted it with the left foot, so I'm going to say first down.
And they're going to bring the sticks out. We're going to be back right after this on WLEW. USA 6, Cass City nothing.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hulaski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mountain boar sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 1st with factory reps from Leopold, Redfield, Ruger, Darton, and Parker, along with a shooting trailer full of hunting bows and crossbows. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
The final say was no first down, so there's third and about an inch. And the ball handed off to number 26, Braden Przanowski. Looks like he got it on that one.
Right, and along with number 59, 57, Benarski and Mascaro for USA. So, folks, if you know how to tweet, which I